Well, we're coming today, Easter Sunday, to remember the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, it's just one day out of the year, but every Lord's Day is a recognition, a remembrance of the Lord's resurrection, isn't it? It's that day that the New Testament church adopted as the day of rest, the Sabbath rest, the Christian Sabbath, in recognition of the glorious significance of the day of resurrection. It's fundamental to the Christian faith, to the Christian life, that the Lord Jesus Christ was physically, bodily raised from the dead. And we're not ashamed of that, and we proclaim it, we need it. It's essential, it's a vital and a glorious truth. And of course today, in the church calendar, but it is a day that we know was the day that the Lord rose from the dead. Unlike Christmas Day, we don't know when that took place. The only thing we really know is it probably almost definitely wasn't December the 25th when the Lord was born. But we do know when the Lord died and rose again. It took place during the Passover, and that's set in the months of the year, so we know when that took place. So it's an event that we rejoice to recognize and to speak of today. And so it's a vital one. And the question this morning is really, what does it mean to you? What does it mean to me? What's the significance of the resurrection? We can think of the impact that it had on the disciples at the time. And we read that, something of that account, didn't we? And of course, there's an immediate impact, wasn't there? When we read through those gospel accounts and that passage we read in Luke 24, that the disciples, it was unexpected. They didn't expect the Lord to rise from the dead. They hadn't understood his words when he spoke to them that he would die and that he would rise again, thinking that perhaps he was speaking in some sort of parable, some figure they didn't grasp. And we read, don't we, how stunned they were. They find the tombs empty. They find angels meeting them and telling them that he's risen, and none of these things that they'd expected. And of course, when the Lord finally does meet with them, we read of those two on the Emmaus Road, where he comes alongside them and he opens up the scriptures, and their hearts burned within them. They confess afterwards when the Lord revealed himself to them. Oh, what joy came to them. So there's an immediate impact, is joy. Those that were filled with sorrow at the events that took place, the terrible events that took place there at Calvary with the Lord Jesus being abused and then crucified. And there, the one that they'd, as those two on the Emmaus Road had said, they believed, expected that he was the one who would have redeemed Israel. They had a different expectation from what he'd come to do. But the joy that was theirs when they find only suddenly he's alive. He's risen. This is something else that we find has an immediate impact upon them as well, because they were given a renewed courage. You think of all that took place when the Lord was crucified, first in the garden, where all the disciples fled. They were frightened and they were terrified. They fled with Peter, his denial of the Lord three times, afraid of a servant girl pointing him out as one of the Lord's disciples. The fear that was in the disciples. But then when we come to them meeting the risen Lord, and we find those words that the Lord so often spoke when he met with them, he said, "Be not afraid. It is I, be not afraid." He said, "Peace be unto you." And when they met the risen Lord, they had a peace, a courage, a renewed understanding that the Saviour, the one they loved and the one that they had put their trust in, he was alive. And so there's an immediate impact upon the disciples at that time. And we know something of that ourselves, knowing that, rejoicing that we have a risen Saviour. But then, of course, we come to the great doctrinal truths. What the Scripture set before us of the real significance of what took place there at Calvary, and then necessarily took place 3 days later in the resurrection of the Lord. We read those words. Romans 4, verse 25. He was delivered for our offences. He was raised for our justification. The Lord Jesus Christ there upon the cross at Calvary was delivered for our offences. He was one who bore the wrath